Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining me. I began a couple of days ago a message entitled, Thy Kingdom Come. And what we are doing are looking at truths, if you will, or lessons that we as today's church can learn from God's dealing with ancient Israel under the Old Covenant. There are spiritual principles that can be seen operating, and basically that God's plan to give to Abraham when he first promised him that his seed would be as the sands of the earth and that he would give them a land for their inheritance, that was a promise that he gave to Abraham hundreds of years before it actually came to pass. Remember, he told Abraham that the generation that would proceed from Isaac, and all as they multiplied, they would be under Egyptian bondage for 400 years, but God would lead them out. And we know that this all culminated when Joshua finally took that second generation that has survived the wilderness wanderings. They went in to conquer the land, and there were a couple of references that I gave you in Exodus as well as Deuteronomy where the Lord said specifically that he would drive out the inhabitants little by little. So after Joshua had successfully conquered Canaan in terms of destroying 31 kings and their strongholds, then they gathered the Shiloh, the tribes, and the land was assigned to each tribe. And then it was the task of the tribe to conquer their territory and destroy their idols and worship centers. But most chose to compromise and did not do that. And as the word said, it would become a snare to them. And so as we progress in the history of Israel, we see the reign of David, which is very important for us as New Testament believers because it's a foreshadowing of who we are. In fact, all that the astounding thing that David did to bring the ark into Jerusalem when the high priest was only allowed once a year to go beyond the veil to minister to the Lord, to offer that a blood sacrifice on the Day of Atonement. It was a foreshadowing of who we are in Christ, that the veil has been rent, and now we can come before the very presence of God. But what I want you to see as I was looking over the scriptures is that there is a divine strategy that the kingdom of God is set up by degrees, not only in terms of the overall sense of God's people, but even in our own individual lives. And I want to share some exciting things with you. We see then in the fifth chapter of 2 Samuel that there is a point in time, it says in verse 5, in Hebron, referring to David, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 30 and 3 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem. This was after all the tribes came to him at Hebron, where he had reigned for 7 years. They came to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking David cannot come in hither, because the stronghold of Zion was an extremely impenetrable fortress as far as they were concerned. Nevertheless, verse 7, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. And so in verse 12, David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. What can we see in this scenario that I've just been sharing very briefly and generally with you? Well, first of all, we see the importance of unity. David had just been ruling over Judah at Hebron, but all of the people of God came to him and said, "Be our king, rule over us." And that's what the Spirit of the Lord is attempting to accomplish for us today, to bring unity to the body of Christ, which can only be brought and accomplished by the Spirit of the Lord. It can't be by the arm of flesh. It can only be as every individual believer submits to the Spirit of God, allowing the Spirit of God's dealing in our lives. It will cause us to mature. It will encourage us to have the mind of Christ so that we can think alike, we can see alike, we will have the divine perspective, and that will bring not only unity, but a divine love flowing between us, as that beautiful Psalm 133 describes. Now, there's another lesson to be learned. We see that David's first plan, his first desire, was to bring the kingdom, or to bring the center of that royal reign, to Jerusalem. But there was a bit of a problem. There were Jebusites there. It was the stronghold of the Jebusites. And what I would like to suggest to you, just as David found it necessary to dislodge the Jebusites, so we have a lesson in needing to dislodge Satan's influence and strongholds in our lives. Now, let's develop this a little bit. The Jebusites lived on the border between Judah and Benjamin, and this small tribe had held their own, the Jebusites, for more than 500 years. The scriptures detail that their king was killed by Joshua, and part of the city was taken, but the citadel held out for 300 more years until the time that David seized it. Now, listen to this. They weren't hostile. They weren't a threat to Israel's peace, yet they possessed the very heart of the promised land, the city of Jerusalem. The most important place, the most pivotal spot, if you will, was still under enemy control. And just like the devil, they were so completely confident of their absolute security that they taunted David, that they said only the weak and the lame, you know, even they couldn't be able to take the city. And that's just like the devil. Beloved, we have no power in ourselves. We are as the weak or the lame. But when we surrender to our king, to our the King of Kings, our David, you know, is a type of Christ. As we surrender to him and we're in unity with him, he will move in and take them out. Now, we don't have the details how David accomplished this amazing victory, because it was a really almost impregnable fortress surrounded on three sides by steep cliffs. So it's quite amazing how it was accomplished, and the scriptures don't give a lot of detail, but it happened. And so, beloved, how can we relate to this, that the strongholds that the Jebusites possessed, I guess we could make a parallel, if you will, that there are places in our soul which may never be exposed to anyone. They may not appear to be a real threat, just like the Jebusites were. They weren't hostile. They weren't a threat to Israel's peace. And yet they were occupying the very center of control or leadership where the king wanted and desired to reign. And I would suggest to you that the Jebusites ruling in Jerusalem depicts the place where our self sits enthroned. And so what we need to do, beloved, is just examine, is there any place in our heart where self still wants to assert itself? Is there anywhere in your heart, in your soul, a place where Satan has a partnership in your life? You know, the Jebusites got along with Israel. They weren't being a problem, and yet they occupied the place that belonged to the king. And there are many things that can allow the enemy to have a stronghold, if you will, in our lives. It could be the lust of the flesh or sensual gratification. It could be lust of the eyes, greedy longings of the mind, or the pride of life, which is basically an assurance of one's own resources, or perhaps the stability of earthly things. We can't rely on any of those. And as we, you know, reflect, we might think, well, they're as harmless as the Jebusites were to Israel, never interfering with our service to the Lord. Yet the Jebusites held the very place God wanted for His throne and His capital. The stronghold of Zion, beloved, is where the Almighty dwells. As we see throughout the pages of the Old Testament and the New, going on into the Millennial Kingdom, we can see that Jerusalem is the most important city, if you will, on the face of the earth. Why? Because it has an eternal destiny. Ham, the son of Noah, begat Canaan, and the third son of Canaan was the Jebusite. The Jebusite, think of that. The name of that tribe, and Jebus means trodden down. So any inhabitant other than the Lord God will trample underfoot the original divine purpose of that sacred city. The devil wants to tread us under, beloved. He wants to tread you under, but we are supposed to do that to him. What do the scriptures say in Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 19? The word of the Lord says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you." So the devil wants to tread you under, just like the Jebusites, that means trodden down, and trod the Israelites under, but that is not God's plan. He wants the Jebusites evicted. He wants the stronghold of the enemy evicted out of our lives so that King Jesus can reign supreme in His rightful place. Well, there's so much more I'm going to share, but we'll have to wait till tomorrow. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.